The Gemara says in the bottom of Daf Kafi Tesim Abay is the Tanya of Lezer Ben Yaakov Afilu Ketanish Rim Lenisais Pachas Marbaim Shana. Even the Ketanis did not get married less than 40 years old. So what's the Pshan in that? So Taisa says, Neil Rashba the Sulik Mandam at Slavchad Hanum Makashish. Slavchad is a Makashish. Maisa Makashish Habit Chilis Abraham Miyad Acha Maisa Miraglim. Maisa Makashish happened right away after the Maisa Miraglim. Why Domer Bamedish the Lashem Shemaim Niskab and Shu? I'm a Missal Kemish and Nixam Shalikana Sulik Maisa Miraglim Shuba Mikhiyam of the Mitzvahs. The Yidden said that since it was Nixav that they can't go there at Sulik as the Miraglim, maybe they're no longer Chayab in Mitzvahs. So Ahmed Bechil Shabbos Kadesh Yahar Virachem. So he went ahead and he was Michal Shabbos. Bedafka that he should get killed and everyone should see that there are chayav mitzvahs. That's why he did it. Lo nasa atzafar Ram Shalik and Mukai cried. Mimela works out, they didn't get married until 40 years later, another 40 years. But on this, the Taisa says that the Makashish was Mecham L'Shem Shemayim to show that there was still Mukhayv and mitzvahs. So the Acharim Abadah, how can you say such a thing? When I say he did Dover, he was Mechal Shabbos, he did Ketzira, which is a Chiyam Misa. So how could he be Ivra and Chil Shabbos if he was doing it L'Shem Shemayim? So the Masha asks his Kasha, and the Masha says the Teretz that even though he did do a Malacha on Shabbos, but Maisa it's a Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa because he didn't do it L'Tzarech HaMalacha, he didn't really want to do the Malacha, he just did it because he wanted to show the Mitzvahs are not Batal, and for that reason it's considered a Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa, and he's Pater. Peldik HaChiddush, that's considered a Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa, but that's what he wants to say. But then the Masha is bothered him, came, and why talk was he Chayim Misa, and Maisa was a Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. So he says that even though it was, he says, it's true that he had in mind L'Shem Shemayim for that reason. But Edom don't know what's going on in his heart. They don't know why he did it. They just see a person as Mechal Shabbos and they can't follow the Dvarim Shebelev. So L'Gabi, what Edom saw, Avadi's Chayamisa, and therefore there was a Chayamisa because they don't know what his Kavana really was. But Rav Chanan over here in Kavod Shurim, he asked Akasha on the Masha, he says, Zapella, how can you say that he got Misa? Because we don't know what his Kavan is. The Pasuk says, Hashem al Moshe, Moshe Masayish. Hashem told Moshe to kill him. So this is really a Misa, a Din Misa that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knew that he was Mecham L'Shem Shemayim. So it's hard to kush l'duch, though. Why should there be a Chim Misa over here if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he was Mecham L'Shem Shemayim? That's Rav Chanan's Kasha on the Masha. And the Pasha says that the Teretz is like this, that the Masha understood that it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's Chayim Misa, but the din, the Psaka Bezen Shomayla, is taller than the Psaka Bezen Shomata. It's only once he's Chayim Misa Bidei Bezen Shomata, then Bezen Shomayla could get involved and tell us what Misa he's Chayim. So in other words, if there wouldn't be a Chiyah Bidei Bezen Shomata, Bezen Shomayla wouldn't be Mechayim. And this is a Dover which is a Masur to Bezen Shomata. Bezen Shomata didn't know which Misa, so therefore they needed to come on to the Gilui Min HaShemayim. But the Gilui Min HaShemayim only came once it was a Chiyah Misa Bidei Bezen Shomata, and then they came in and told us what the Chiyah Misa is. But being that the Psak is telling him Bezen Shomata, so then Zalka Masha, the Masha is right, that if the Edom don't see what's Peliboy, then they can't pass him based on his lave, they have to pass him based on what they see, and therefore the din is that he talked about Chiyah Misa. And maybe you could say it a little bit differently, to be Mam Ticket a little bit up here, where Rabbeinu Bechai says over there, Rabbeinu Chaim says, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, it says, Maisu Masayish, or Gam Aisa Ba'avanim. So there seems to be a little bit of a redundancy in the pasuk. He's saying Maisu Masayish, and he already said Regam Aisa Ba'avanim, I'd have to say both. So he says, Apalde Kapshat, he says that Maisu Masayish is not going on this person. It's really going on the pasuk that says Mechalea Maisu Mas. We already have a din in the Torah, Mechalea Maisu Mas Mashabbos, but we don't know what Misa it is. So the pasuk over here is being Megala, that Maisu Mas, that Mechalea Maisu Mas means Regam Aisa Ba'avanim, means Skila. So it's a Giloi, how to understand that pasuk over there. It's not referring to the Mekaishah specifically, it wasn't really going on him. It's just me, Megala, what is the Chiyah Misa for Chilo Shabbos? And the Mele Moshe Rabbeinu was able to apply it to the Mekaishah. But being that it wasn't directly going on him, it's really touching up Bichla, what's the Pshat in the Mechalei Mais Yumas? The Mais Yumas means, so you don't have a Lehadi Dekagilim and Hashemayim that is Chiyah Misa. So that could be another Hasbro in the Marsha.